This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Wednesday. It's hump day, baby. The week is already almost half over. And here's what we have tonight. It's a gigantic show. Somebody, he's looking for a brand new system membership card. Do they hand those out? We will discuss that. We're going to discuss the next wave of censorship that's coming for you, communists seeking choke points. What's happening in Ukraine? Why is Pfizer revenue down? Homeschooling's on the rise, and China prepping for war with us. All that and so much more is coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. But I have to do something right off the bat that I don't know really is... I don't know that this is something that's been done for talk radio, but I feel an obligation to do this. This is probably something that's going to be frowned upon by the powers that be. Might even get some phone calls. But I feel an obligation to you to do this, to do something. And here it is. Here it is. It's actually based off of an email. I wanted to lay something out for you. It's based off of an email. I wanted to do something. So, Jesse, I listen to your show regularly, and I do like your show. The one thing I didn't care for was, yesterday, you said President Trump had no chance of winning the election. To me, you are playing into the Dumpocrats' hands. If you keep saying he will not win, it'll convince people he can't win. I talk to people all the time who say the same thing, and if everyone's convinced he won't win, then he won't. We have to stand with him no matter what they throw at him and keep supporting him. He stood up and fought for the country, and we should not turn tail and run because they're attacking him. Okay, well, let's be clear about something before I move forward here and answer this. One, that's not exactly what I said. I'll clarify what I said. Two, talk radio or TV or writing, it's an interesting business. And just stay with me here as I try to explain this, how I look at it. It's an interesting business, and here's why it's interesting. Because the job of talk radio or TV or writing, whatever it may be, if you're going to do this for a living in any capacity, you want to get and keep as many eyeballs and ears on you as humanly possible. The bigger your platform, the bigger the show is going to be, the more influential it is. Shoot, you'll make more money. You know, if I have to choose between 5,000 people who listen and 500,000 people who listen, it's an obvious choice, right? For obvious reasons. And different people will go about that a different way. How do I get new listeners? When I get new listeners, how do I keep new listeners? There are a million and one ways people approach it, and I'm not here to tell you I'm some sort of a saint who does everything the right way. But I try to never really care about that because I feel like it hurts the show. And here's why I feel like it hurts the show. And this is going to come back to this email and the Trump and the trial stuff, so just stay with me. Here's why I feel like it hurts the show. The easiest thing in the world, the easiest thing in the world to try to keep an audience is to tell them endlessly what they want to hear and lie to them. It's the easiest thing in the world. You can do it all day long. All day long, I could. You know what I could do for a show? I could do what virtually every other show is. Not all of them, but most of them. I could just print out all the headlines of the day, and I'll read a headline and respond, and then I'll bring a guest on to respond to the headline and then what I responded on, and then as soon as I'm done with that, I'll move right on to the next headline, then I'll respond, and then I'll bring on a guest to respond, and then I'll say, Trump 2020, we can win it all, baby, woo! And then I'll keep all the listeners, and everyone will be very happy, but I've got to be honest with you. I'm never going to do that for you, ever. It bores me, and I find it to be disrespectful of you. So let's address what you just talked about here, about what I said, Trump has no chance of winning the election. What I said was the system is never going to allow Donald Trump to be president again, ever. They're not going to allow it to happen. I didn't tell you to stop supporting him. Go support him. Go vote. If you want to donate, donate. If Trump's your guy, volunteer for his campaign. I am not your freaking mommy who's going to sit here and tell you it's all going to be fine if we just MAGA harder. We have an evil justice system in this nation. Controlled now by committed communists. They've declared war on you for years now. You should know this if you followed the January 6 people at all, but since no one gives a crap about those poor schlubs, now everyone's paying attention because Trump's involved and Trump's the biggest name. But once they're all done chewing him up and spitting him out like stale Halloween candy, they're going to keep moving right on to you and to me. We have an evil communist justice system in this country. From New York City, Alvin Bragg, to Washington, D.C., and Jack Smith, to Fannie Willis in Atlanta, to a million other communist-controlled institutions in our justice system. It is an evil system in this country. And the evil system in this country that not only investigated and spied on Trump's campaign when he ran the first time and impeached him over nothing twice, they're never, ever, 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 ever in a million years going to allow Donald Trump to sniff the seats of power again. I know that that's hard to hear. I'm not naive. I know. You're sitting there with your MAGA hat on and it hurts. And I'm not insulting him or you. This is not an indictment of anybody. This is an indictment of our justice system. In the Moscow show trials, the Soviet citizens never deluded themselves into believing that there was going to be any other verdict other than guilty. They knew it was all a show. They knew the end had already been written. The end has been written. If you don't like hearing that, I'm really not being mean here. I know this is going to come out as mean. I really don't mean it that way. But if you don't like hearing that, believe me when I tell you, for your talk radio or podcast consumption, however you listen to the show, there are endless shows in this country, national and local shows, where the host will sit down and he's just gonna MAGA for 3 hours a day, and the MAGA, 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 and nobody can MAGA like Trump's gonna MAGA, and he's gonna overcome, and we'll MAGA, MAGA. If you're looking for that, man, there's a bunch of options for you. You're just never going to find that here. I don't obsess over presidential politics. I don't obsess over individual candidates, even ones I like. They're all rental cars to me. I obsess over the state of my country, over the state of the planet. I look at things from a big picture point of view. If I sat down here every single night behind this microphone and I sat and told you that if you just support Trump hard enough, then he will overcome and we're going to win it all again, that would be me lying to you. And that I ain't going to do. But the good news is there are many who will. They want your ears. They want your eyes. They want you to sit there with your MAGA pom-poms and wave them for 3 hours a day. We just have to MAGA harder and then Trump will overcome. But that's not how life is going to actually work here in the corrupt United States of America, because it ain't 1960 anymore. The year is 2023, and committed communists have taken control of not just the FBI, CIA. They've controlled every single part of power in this country beyond the government, not just the justice system, the federal law enforcement arms. They control your entertainment. They control your education. It is not 1960, and everything, when it comes to presidential politics, everything is not going to be okay. It's all not going to work out in the end. Do you know who Owen Schroyer is? I know you probably don't, because no one gives a crap about anyone not named Donald Trump who's being oppressed by the justice system. Owen Schroyer, he's a dude who works for Alex Jones, another talk radio guy. Owen Schroyer, he's in prison right now, in solitary confinement. Owen Schroyer did not even enter the Capitol building on January 6th, and he's sitting in a dungeon right now. That's what they did to some no-name dude you've never heard of in your life. What do you think they're getting ready to do to Donald Trump, who they view as the Antichrist? I know that's hard to hear. And again, I want to emphasize, if you don't want to hear reality, there are endless shows. They'll MAGA for you till your MAGA heart is content. I'm not going to. We speak in reality here. Whether you love Trump, hate Trump, we speak in reality here. All right? All right. Now, let's talk about that evil system and someone's system membership card. But this is why violent criminals walk your streets. This is why. This is why you pick up the New York Post every single morning and, oh, look, another rape, another assault, another murder, another... That's why. That's why you need to keep a hero gun or a hero arrow on you at all times, by the way. You must have in your physical possession at all times something that will allow you to stop a bad man from hurting you. A 200-pound man who's lived a life of violence. Do you have something on you right now that will stop him? If the answer to that question is no, you're not ready. I promise you, the Soros prosecutors, the Alvin Braggs of the world, they're making sure these guys are on the streets. Are you ready? Hero gun, hero arrow, they're non-lethal. You don't need a concealed carry permit. Pepper balls or pepper gels, what they shoot. It'll save your life. Hero2020.com code Jesse gets you a special discount. State restrictions may apply.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I realize those were harsh truths. It was hard to lay that out there. I feel like I owe that to you. Whenever the truth is hard, we don't avoid it for the sake it might be hard to hear. Ah, it might be offensive to people. We have to acknowledge what's happening out there. Remember, the communist thrives on what two things? His lies and our apathy. That's what fuels communism. It always has. He's going to lie about what he wants to do. That's part of his fuel. The other part of his fuel is people from the Soviet Union to here not realizing what's happening until it's too late.
There's that great quote. In fact, Chris, look it up for me and text it to me real fast, from Solzhenitsyn. We've read it before on the show about the gulags. And if we'd realized where we were going is essentially, it's a long quote, but if he essentially says, if we realized what was happening, if we realized how this was going to end up, we would have risen up. We would have risen up and we would have fought back earlier, but we just didn't know. We weren't aware. If we sit here in 2023 and we sit and pretend as if it's 1965, well, that's not going to work. It's not going to work. Okay, hold on. I actually have it right here. I have it right here. What would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family? Or if, during periods of mass arrests, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and at every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs half an ambush of half a dozen people with axes, hammers, or bolsters, or whatever else they had in hand. Now, that's a harsh quote. No, I don't want you to get your hammers out. But what's he saying there? If we had just woken up and realized in time, while there was time, and if we're going to sit and pretend as if these are normal times, we're going to lose. Wrap your mind around that. There's so many aspects to this whole Trump and his legal problems thing, but wrap your mind around this part of it. Letitia James is the Attorney General of the state of New York. Now, I realize New York's politics are so ugly that people may dismiss that now, especially because of her, but that is a hugely powerful position. Major, the power at her fingertips is unbelievable. She ran for office. We have campaign audio we've played for you 1,000 times of Letitia James running for office, bragging about the political persecution of Donald Trump.
The number one issue in this country is defeating Donald Trump. Nothing else matters. Nothing else matters.
Over and over and over again. We have to defeat Trump. We'll prosecute Trump. We'll sue Trump. And then she gets elected. She takes the helm as Attorney General of the state of New York and then promptly does it. I know this is old news for you because you're the hyper-informed. Do you understand what that means for your country? Look, I'm going to do what I hate. I hate when people on the right do it, but maybe it would be helpful to bring that home for everybody. Think what the reaction would be like. Think what you would be like if I ran for office right now as AG of Texas. Jesse Kelly is announcing he's going to be the Texas AG. And I'm out there on the campaign trail multiple times saying this: when I am elected as AG of Texas, I am going to immediately pursue AOC and bring her up on criminal charges. And then I get elected. Boom! AOC gets an indictment. You're watching video right now on the news of AOC, of her mugshot in a Texas courtroom. The planet would be staggered by that level of corruption within our justice system. Yet that level of corruption is here. I don't say the things I say about 2024 to bring you down or because I want you to stop supporting this guy or that. I don't give a crap who you support. I'm glad you're involved. I say this so we are all aware. You understand that it's not outside of the realm of possibility that 1 year from right now, Joe Biden is not the Democrat candidate for president. Donald Trump is the candidate. He's the Republican nominee in prison. And China has taken on Taiwan and they're having military clashes with America's Navy. Do you realize what I just said? Honestly, if you had money to put down in Vegas and you had to put a 50 on it either way, I'm not so sure you wouldn't bet on what I just said. 1 year from now, that's the whole world turned upside down. That's not crazy. That's real. But again, one final thing, because we're moving on to system membership card stuff now and their new censorship regime. One more thing, and then I'm going to move off this. If you want somebody to just pat you on the butt every day and tell you everything's fine, just MAGA harder, those guys are everywhere. You will find them. They're not hard to find. Honestly, turn the radio dial. It's the next channel over. I promise. All right? We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns. Yeah! Next.
Hey there. I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. And let me just lead with this here. You can stop emailing me about it. I saw the news. Maybe my least favorite person in Congress is Ken Buck. You don't even know who Ken Buck is. He's a congressman out of Colorado. He used to be pretty good on a lot of the issues. Then he turned into a full-blown FBI bootlicker. You may remember, right? Do you remember this little gem out of Ken Buck? Remember the FBI? The FBI that has declared war on people on the right? The FBI that's been running a protection racket for Democrats, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden for ages? And Ken Buck finally gets Christopher Wray. This is just from a couple months ago. He gets Christopher Wray in front of him with an opportunity to interrogate him, go after them. They're assaulting us, by the way. The FBI, remember, I view it as an organization that will end the country. And this is how Ken Buck treated him.
I want to thank you for leading an agency, as you mentioned in your opening statement, that protects Americans from foreign terrorists, that an agency that protects Americans from fries from China and Russia.
You know what? We'll get back to that. I'm going to talk to you about something before we get back to that. It's all along the lines of Ken Buck. Why did he do that? What sense did that make? Why did he give some long, rambling speech to Christopher Wray praising him? Remember what I said at the time? I said, and I still believe this, that I believe Ken Buck is compromised. I don't have any evidence of this. This is purely a theory. I believe they have something on him, and that's why he went from just a normal member of the Freedom Caucus to being the guy who, you know what, I'm going to let all the comments, but listen to this. It's only about 30 seconds long. Listen to how embarrassing this is. Listen to what he said.
I want to thank you for leading an agency, as you mentioned in your opening statement, that protects Americans from foreign terrorists, that an agency that protects Americans from spies from China and Russia, and cybercrime and public corruption and organized crime and drug cartels and human traffickers and white-collar criminals. And I want to thank you and the FBI for protecting law-abiding Americans from the evil that exists all around us. And frankly, I am not in favor of defunding the FBI, nor am I in favor of splitting up the FBI, nor am I in favor of using the Holman rule for the FBI director.
And then I flew off the handle and I promised that if he had a legitimate primary challenger that I would work hard to make sure Ken Buck never sat in Congress again. I viewed him as being compromised. But then today, Ken Buck puts out a little video today.
Hi, this is Congressman Ken Buck. After careful consideration and much prayer, I have decided not to seek a sixth term in the U.S. House of Representatives.
Why aren't you seeking a sixth term, Ken? Well, he sat down and decided, well, he described why.
I have decided, Andrea, I'm not going to seek re-election.
And, you too.
Yeah, I am joining Kay and probably some others in the near future, but I've decided that it is time for me to do some other things. I always have been disappointed with our inability in Congress to deal with major issues, and I'm also disappointed that the Republican Party continues to rely on this lie that the 2020 election was stolen and rely on the January 6th narrative and the political prisoners from January 6th and other things. If we're going to solve difficult problems, we've got to deal with some very unpleasant truths or lies and make sure that we project to the public what the truth is.
Okay. What'd you hear there? Let me tell you what you heard there. Compromised? Probably. That's just a theory. But this part, let's just say I feel more strongly about this than I did the other part about being compromised. Compromised, I still believe that. It's a theory. This part, I'm almost sure of it. Chris, go ahead and write this one down, please, if you don't mind. You see, here's the thing. We discuss system membership cards a lot on the show. Just new listeners, really briefly, here's the one-minute version of that. What we have running this country right now is what I call the system. It's the government, entertainment, education, media, all these entities, they all share the same religion now, and they have all decided they're going to work together so they can loot the treasury and stop you from stopping them. That's what they're all doing now. As they burn the country to ash, that's what the system is doing. And so we talk all the time about system membership cards. What does that mean? Essentially what it means is, are you in good standing with the system? If you are in good standing with the system, make sure you wear a mask, stand 6 feet away, get your 18th booster shot. If you're in good standing with the system, life is easier, life is more profitable. The system is with you, you're taking the system line, whatever the newest line is. I love Ukraine, I love it, whatever the new system, George Floyd's the best, whatever the new system line is, you have to update your system membership card to maintain your membership. System cards are difficult to maintain. Remember that. They're difficult to maintain. It's why you've seen several Democrats all of a sudden be on the outs. You say one wrong thing, boom, you're gone. On the outs. System will kick you out in a heartbeat. However, the system membership card may be difficult to maintain. It's extremely easy to acquire the first time. Did you know that I could get one? Sounds crazy, doesn't it? Here I am, the anti-communist. They hate my guts. I even wrote this book, The Anti-Communist Manifesto. You and me, we sit down every single day and we talk about how we're going to take these people on. And I hate communists. I hate communism. I've called it the religion of the devil. No one has more tape out there than me ranting against this. Did you know that I could tomorrow get a system membership card because they're so easy to maintain? All I'd have to do is wait until the newest programming came down from the system. Whatever that newest thing is, remember, they all go up to the hive mind, they plug in their cords, they get their programming updated with the newest talking points. All I would have to do is take my cord and plug it in and get updated and take the same line, they'd welcome me in tomorrow. I'd have another book deal. In fact, I could get one tomorrow, but I don't want one. I'd have another book deal waiting for me when I got home. If tomorrow the system decides that abortion is the biggest thing. They love abortion again. We're going to do abortions for everybody. And if tomorrow I showed up on this show and say, you know what? I was thinking about it. I have been pro-life. I decided that's wrong. I think we should murder all the babies. I think all the women should just go abort every single baby you have. Just kill them all. Let God sort them out. I would have book deals. I would, especially if I followed that up with insulting the right. If I followed it up with this, I would have my system membership card laminated and ready for me on my front doorstep by the time I got home. What you're hearing right now is not Ken Buck's actual reasons for retiring. What you're hearing right now, sorry, Chris, this is the part you need to write down, is Ken Buck putting the finishing touches on his system membership card application for what is going to be a profitable post-congressional career.
I've decided, Andrea, I'm not going to seek re-election.
And you too.
Yeah, I am joining Kay and probably some others in the near future, but I've decided that it is time for me to do some other things. I'm always have been disappointed with our inability in Congress to deal with major issues, and I'm also disappointed that the Republican Party continues to rely on this lie that the 2020 election was stolen and rely on the January.
He could have just retired. He could have left it with the original video. I'm putting out a farewell video. I'm leaving. But he didn't do that. Instead, he ran to the communists in the media to trash you on the way out the door. You and your stupid thoughts about January 6th in the election. Ken Buck, he may be retiring from Congress. Oh, don't worry. We're going to keep track of his progress. We'll let you know where Ken Buck lands in the system. But take it from me, I promise you now, he's going to land somewhere nice and soft. That little farewell interview he gave there, trashing you, that was Ken Buck's retirement account. Mark my words. Now, we are going to discuss something that is crazy frightening. What the communists are doing with the newest choke point, like AI. Technology is not something I expect you or myself to be able to understand. We do have to understand, though, they are using it against us. They're already watching. They're already listening. They're already tracking. If you have a laptop, if you have a cell phone, they're already listening. Why do you think you get ads on your social media from a conversation you had with your buddy in the presence of your phone? Why do you think that is? That's why silent exists. S-L-N-T. Silent. What is it? They're signal blocking Faraday bags for your smartphone, for your laptop. Protect yourself in your privacy and get them in a silent bag. SLNT.com/Jesse gets you 15% off plus free shipping on qualifying orders. Silent.com/Jesse. Protect yourself from these people.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't worry, we still have over 2 hours left of the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email me, and you're welcome to your love, your hate, your death threats. Email me at jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I did screw up, though, and somebody called me out on it, and he's 100% right. The subject of this one was Hershey's Candies, really? Oh, great Oracle. I cannot believe on last night's show you mentioned buying Hershey's candies. Did you forget that they, too, have gone woke? Remember their advertisement their past spring where they had a man appearing as a woman? We must be culture warriors as much as possible. Fight on. I totally spaced it. We were going out. Remember, I talked last night about how we were buying full-size candies, and we got Reese's peanut butter cups. And we got Nestle Crunch, and we got Starburst. I don't know whether Starburst is Hershey or not. I don't know, but I know the other two are. And I didn't even think about it. I didn't even think about it. That's on me. Don't shake your head, Michael. I didn't know. I can't. Look, it goes to show how hard it is. I screwed up. I will be better. I was not purposeful with where I spent my money. That's on me. and I own it. All right? I own it. Now, let's dig into something. We're going to talk about this technology, AI stuff, and this might take a little bit, so just stay with me for a minute. There's something we have to understand about communists, and we've talked about this a lot before, but let's talk about it again. Why the DAs? Why go so hard after DA offices? This was a communist plan. George Soros and his group really put this into play a few years ago where, yes, they're going to steal back this president and that senator and this congressional candidate. Of course, they're not going to stop supporting them. But remember, the story came out, I think it was to the tune of something like $75 million. It was a gargantuan amount of money Soros and the dirty commies were putting into DA races, district attorney races. Why? Is it really that important that Alvin Bragg becomes a DA in Manhattan? What? Why? Why such a priority on that? Well, here's why. The communists understood the amount of discretion a district attorney has on who gets prosecuted and who does not. It's actually called prosecutorial discretion. They get to decide. Now, there are supposed to obviously be limits on it. Hold on, you must charge someone for this or that. But really, the DA has all kinds of leeway on who goes to prison and who does not. The communists saw these positions not as positions, not as DA positions or positions that are part of the justice system. Do you know what the communists saw when he saw the DA positions? He saw a choke point. Now, what is a choke point? Let's discuss this militarily. Undoubtedly, you have either seen the movie 300 about the 300 Spartans at Thermopylae, or you at least understand the story. In case you were born on Mars, 300 Spartans and a bunch of Athenians, but 300 Spartans, they decided they were going to go on a suicide mission to stop a massive invasion of Greece of a huge Persian army. They said it was a million-man army in the movie. It was not anything like that. It was 100,000 or 200,000, but it was a lot. It was a lot. How would you possibly hope, if you're the Spartans, to even slow down an army of that size? Well, they went to what were called the hot gates. They went to a choke point. It didn't matter how many people the Persian army had. They had to all funnel through this one choke point in order to complete their invasion of Greece and go through. And the 300 Spartans and the thousands of Athenians knew, if we can just grab this choke point, we can do a whole lot of good. We can make sure our numbers actually look bigger than they are, because we've seized the choke point. Why do these drag shows, the child story hour? That's a big thing now. They love doing that. Find some dude, dress him up like a prostitute, send him down to the local public library to read gay books to your kids. Why does that happen? I mean, it's understandable why that would happen in New York City, right? Why does it happen in rural Texas? How could that possibly happen? Why is this taking place in Mississippi, Idaho, Montana? That doesn't make sense. Well, it does when you understand the communist looks at the local libraries also as choke points, critical choke points. You ignore the local library. You, me, I do the same thing. We drive by, we don't even look at it. The communist understands that's an information choke point. If the Anti-Communist Manifesto by Jesse Kelly, which can be purchased at jessekellybook.com, what, Chris, if that is even in your local library, it is buried in the back corner collecting dust right underneath the National Geographic magazines nobody watches or listens to anymore. Or I guess you read a magazine. What am I talking about? The magazines nobody reads anymore. Guess what's right at the front? Why little Aiden should cut his penis off. That's on a big rainbow display at the very start of your, at the very entrance of your library. And if you bring Aiden down and drop him off for story hour, a drag queen can shake his butt in his face and explain in person why he should cut his penis off. How does that happen? not just in New York City, in red areas. The communist identifies and then seizes choke points. Well, I'm here to tell you he has identified another one. And he has identified it before we have, and he is seizing it, and it is going to be life-altering if we allow him to grab it. What is it? It's AI, and we're going to describe in detail what they're doing in a second. Before we get to that, let's do this quickly, though. We have to be more focused. Our minds have to work faster than they do. They just do. In order to be proactive when fighting this kind of commie scum, our minds have to be sharper than they are. But how in the world do you improve your mind, right? It is what it is. If you're like me, you spent enough years trashing it. How do I improve it? How about just getting your testosterone levels where they are, fellas? Ladies, getting your hormone levels where they are. You know how much better your mind works? I feel like sometimes my mind has 10 little hamsters in it on the wheels now. Why? I've been on a male vitality stack from Chalk for over a year. Ladies, female vitality stacks for you. Get on some natural herbal supplements and watch your mind and body work better. 35% off subscriptions. I just got another box yesterday. I'm excited. 35% off. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse is how you get that 35% off. All right, the AI commie checkpoint. What's he doing? Next.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.